This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will meet with U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump on Friday in Florida, following a meeting with President Joe Biden a day earlier. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Biden pressed for a ceasefire to the nine-month-old war in Gaza.
There are gaps that remain.
White House National Security spokesperson John Kirby said the administration was working to get both Israel and Hamas to agree to a ceasefire proposed by Biden that would halt fighting and see the release of Israeli hostages taken captive during Hamas's surprise attack on October 7th. The U.S. is a major arms supplier to Israel. Biden took the rare step earlier this year of pausing the transfer of certain munitions it deemed inappropriate for warfare in the densely populated Gaza Strip.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reporting. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris said on Thursday she's ready to debate Donald Trump. The AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Voters deserve to see the split screen that exists in this race on a debate stage.
Harris notes Trump and President Biden agreed on two debates. One already happened, and the next was to be hosted by ABC News on September 10th.
Now it appears he's backpedaling.
Trump has said he'd prefer to shift that debate to Fox News, but would still be willing to debate Harris more than once.
I'm ready. Let's go.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
And in other news, a Hong Kong court on Thursday rejected a bid by lawyers of jail pro-democracy publisher Jimmy Lai to end his ongoing national security trial, saying it believes prosecutors do have enough evidence to support the three charges against him. Lai's national security trial began in Hong Kong in December of last year. It is set to resume in November, when Lai is expected to present his evidence. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Also, on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The AP's Norman Hall reports U.S. authorities in the state of Texas have arrested a historic leader of Mexico's Sinaloa cartel.
The Justice Department says Ismael El Mayo Zambada, a historic leader of Mexico's Sinaloa cartel, and Joaquin Guzman Lopez, the son of another infamous cartel leader, were arrested in El Paso on Thursday. A leader of the cartel for decades, alongside Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, Zambada was known for running the cartel's smuggling operations, but keeping a lower profile. The Drug Enforcement Administration had offered a reward of up to $15 million for information leading to his capture. The Justice Department says the Sinaloa cartel is one of the most violent and powerful drug trafficking organizations in the world. I'm Norman Hall.
A raging wildfire has devastated a western Canadian tourist town as firefighters work to save as many buildings as possible. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner has that story.
Alberta Premier Danielle Smith choked back tears at a news conference Thursday as she described the impact of a raging wildfire that has devastated the western Canadian tourist town of Jasper.
We're seeing potentially 30 to 50% structural damage. We don't know particularly which structures have been damaged and which ones have been destroyed, but that's going to be a significant rebuild and significant displacement for a long period of time.
Jasper is in the middle of mountainous Jasper National Park in the province of Alberta. The town and the park, which draw more than 2 million tourists a year, were evacuated on Monday.
That was Freddie Joyner reporting. Thousands of mourners gathered in Hanoi on Friday for the second day of the funeral of the man who dominated Vietnamese politics for more than a decade, Communist Party General Secretary Nguyen Phu Trong. His death at 80 last week in Hanoi marked the start of a succession struggle within the party that will likely continue until the all-important National Party Conference of Vietnam's Communist Party in 2026. The Paris Olympics begin with the opening ceremony on Friday. We get more from VOA's Lisa Bryant.
Roughly 15 million visitors and more than 10,000 athletes are expected for these games, but many Parisians have already left on holiday. Traditional tourists are staying away. Organizers hope these Olympics will be unforgettable. They've promised the most environmentally friendly games ever. Friday's Seine River ceremony, gathering athletes, political leaders, and global stars, will be the first ever outside a stadium. Lisa Bryant, VOA News, Paris.
And for details on more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, the VOA News.